This is 7AD. Let's Talk Cricket Northwest with Simo from Sheffield. Hello, mate.
Morning, DK. How are you?
Got the sniffles there. You right to play or what?
Bit of hay fever.
Passed fit? Passed yourself fit for
tomorrow? Took some hay fever tablets this morning. All good.
Righto. So let's start with the first grade Greater Northern Cup one-day games tomorrow. Before we get into the game, so how many of our local teams can actually qualify for the Greater Northern Cup semis?
Yeah, I believe Devonport are well and truly in the hunt. I think they have to beat us at Sheffield tomorrow, though, to cement that in.
Yep.
Otherwise, they're pending a couple of results. If Wynyard were to beat Ulverston, they need Westbury to lose.
Okay.
Otherwise, they need to beat Ulverston with a double bonus point to get through.
So Ulverston
and Wynyard are essentially our best chance on the northwest coast of playing Greater Northern Finals cricket.
Ulverston and Wynyard? Devonport and Wynyard?
Sorry, Devonport and Wynyard.
Yeah,
yep,
right.
Sorry. Yep.
Well, let's start with your game, Sheffield against Devonport, up at your joint tomorrow.
Yeah, obviously our boys looking to get back on the winners list. We've had a poor couple of weeks, know where we're going wrong, so probably time to rectify that. Devonport travelling pretty well. They're sitting atop of our ladder on the local side of things, and like I said, well and truly in the hunt to play Greater Northern cricket. So always a good game, Sheffield versus Devonport, good rivalry, and hopefully a good game of cricket to close out this side of Christmas.
Yeah. All right, let's go to La Trobe. Apparently nice batting wicket there at La Trobe at the moment.
No doubt.
Burnie tomorrow.
Up against Burnie. Yeah, Burnie have sort of come good over the last couple of weeks. We played them under lights at West Park Oval last Saturday. And it was quite an even game, actually. But, I mean, Brady Yates is travelling pretty well. I think he sits on top of the MVP leaderboard. You know, Nick Revel, always dangerous, and so is Sean as well. So should be a good game of cricket. I think Burnie probably should be too strong, though, and that'll really give them a boost going into that Christmas break.
How was that under lights experience?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. We started at 2:30.
Yeah.
I think the game was finished around about 9:15, something like that.
Yeah.
Probably didn't get to use the lights to full capacity just because of that sort of in-between light.
Yeah.
But certainly we needed them by the end of the game, and they were certainly beneficial. And, we'd have no hesitation in taking them up on the offer again next year.
Yeah, good. All right, so let's go to Wynyard taking on Ulverston tomorrow.
Yep, so like we spoke about before, Wynyard obviously in a bit of a position there to possibly play Greater Northern cricket, which is great after sort of, I suppose, the last couple of years they've probably struggled a little bit on field. So for the boys down there to get that back on track, and I think they're sitting second in our league sort of local ladder, but to be in a position to play Greater Northern cricket, fantastic thing. Ulverston, still a very strong side, and so great game of cricket with a fair bit on the line for sort of both teams.
Yeah, and the other games, Westbury take on Riverside, Mowbray against Launceston, and South Lonnie have the bye in first grade. All right, second grade. So we've got Burnie against Wynyard at West Park, Devonport against La Trobe at Devonport, and Ulverston hosting Sheffield tomorrow. Second grade competition. I think Ulverston are on top.
They are, 57 points. Burnie second on 52. Devonport third on 47. Sheffield and Wynyard are fourth and fifth, 21 respectively, and La Trobe sitting sixth on 9.
Yeah, okay. So, well, there's fourth spot in the finals up for grabs, isn't there?
That's right,
really?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, yep. So probably just need to keep winning in that competition. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
If you keep winning, you can't go too poorly. So it's one of those things that's so tight that just keep winning.
Yep, good comp. All right, the women. So they're on tomorrow night?
They are, yeah, tomorrow night, yep.
T20s,
that's correct, yep.
Okay, so we got Sheffield against Devonport at Sheffield.
At Sheffield, yep.
And Wynyard against Ulverston at Wynyard. La Trobe have the bye. So that'll be following the first grade games.
Correct. That's spot on. Yep.
Yep. Good luck to the girls tomorrow. And I just want to plug the under-18s, their T20 comp on this afternoon or this evening. So we've got Ulverston Black against Sheffield at Ulverston, La Trobe against Wynyard at La Trobe, and Devonport against Burnie at Devonport Oval. And the other Ulverston team, Ulverston Red, have the bye in the under-18s T20. Now, there's junior rep games this weekend.
Yeah, so obviously due to the restrictions this year placed on the youth sort of squads and pathway and all that sort of stuff, Cricket Northwest decided to implement an East versus West type of game. So under-14s and under-16s this weekend will play a rep game. So one game, I think it's the under-14s perhaps, is at Sheffield, and the 16s played at La Trobe Rec, but a great concept, and I think something that Cricket Northwest are looking to actually further implement and build on as the years go on, something that we can do up here on the Northwest Coast to ensure that, I guess, the juniors that are performing in that competition get a recognition and play a bit of a representative game. So good effort from Cricket Northwest, I think.
All right, mate, enjoy your cricket.
Cheers, DK.
Weather looks pretty good, actually.
Yeah, should be okay
for Saturday. And so this is actually the last round before the break, isn't it?
It is, mate. Yeah, so last round going into the break, and then we swap to red ball cricket predominantly of a Saturday. But there is a couple of T20s on Thursday nights, obviously, naturally, that we end up playing as part of our T20 roster. So post-Christmas, look out for your Thursday night T20s and your Saturday two-day cricket.
All right, and regular sort of weekend cricket, I think it's January 9, is that something?
January 9, I believe, yeah. That's right, yep.
All right, mate, have a great weekend.
Cheers, mate.